Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman has been making the rounds of the 2nd Congressional District since Congress went into recess, and he'll be in Eureka tomorrow to host a town hall meeting regarding postal service and postal operations in the region. The meeting will be held at the Warfinger Building from 4 until 5:30 in the evening, and Huffman wants feedback from residents about plans to close the mail processing center. Huffman opposes the plan and notified the Postmaster General in July of his opposition, saying that it will cost jobs, disruption of mail service, and harm local economies. Contact Congressman Huffman's office for more information. The folks at the Humboldt County Visitors Bureau are excited at the 8-page spread featuring Humboldt County in Sunset Magazine. Executive Director Tony Smithers said in a statement that we couldn't be more thrilled with the coverage, and I'm proud that our staff was able to get the story off the ground. The writers and editors for Sunset Magazine spent a few days exploring Humboldt County, and it's estimated that the spread in the magazine is worth nearly $2 million in regular advertising in a similar publication. Smithers added that the writer, Dan Duane, captured the area in a manner no other writer has. The results of a toxicology test show that the driver of a pickup truck involved in a deadly crash that claimed the lives of 4 people on Highway 36 on August 10th was under the influence of a controlled substance at the time of the collision. 40-year-old Daniel Morris was behind the wheel of the truck headed westbound with 7 passengers in the vehicle when he lost control and the vehicle left the roadway. Morris, along with Alicia Summerfield, Savannah Ramirez, and Judy Martin, all died in the collision, and 4 other passengers sustained major injuries. The group was returning from a day at Ruth Lake. Sheriff's deputies responded to a 911 call from a woman who was on the phone with a dispatcher while deputies were en route to her Garberville residence on Wednesday. The woman reported her husband, 32-year-old Neptali Castillo, had physically assaulted her and grabbed a shotgun and threatened to shoot her before he turned the gun on himself and threatened to shoot himself. The victim, who had retreated to the bathroom, heard a gunshot while still on the phone with 911, and the dispatcher could hear her tell her husband to put the gun down. At some point, he did so, and when deputies reached the scene, they contacted and arrested Castillo, who was booked for domestic violence, false imprisonment, and assault with a firearm. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call from the victim of an assault at the Miranda Market in Miranda in the early morning hours on Wednesday. The victim told deputies that he had been assaulted by 39-year-old Jeffrey Delore, who had attacked the victim with a wooden object, hit and punched him in the head, and then bit the victim at least 3 times. Medical assistance was required, and the victim was treated for injuries. At around 12:30 on Wednesday afternoon, deputies located Delore in Miranda, and he was taken into custody without incident. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Secretary of the Interior, Tom Vilsack, the man who heads up the federal department responsible for fire prevention and firefighting on federal lands, held a press conference to discuss the rising cost of battling wildfires on Wednesday. Vilsack and his staff pointed out that the increased cost of battling wildfires means fewer dollars for healthy forest initiatives, fire prevention, and for education and maintenance programs in national forests. The state of California just ran up a hefty bill in combating the Lodge Fire in Mendocino County. The fire, which was ignited by lightning on July 30th, burned less than 15,000 acres of rugged rural timberland, but the cost to contain it was a staggering $39 million. At the height of firefighting activity, more than 2,000 personnel were on scene, and heavy equipment, including airplanes and helicopters and dozens of tenders, dozers, engine companies, and support vehicles were engaged. Since the first of the year, CAL FIRE has responded to more than 4,000 wildfires that have burned more than 80,000 acres. Sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at a residence on Mayan Road in Garberville on Tuesday after receiving information about marijuana cultivation. Deputies searched the property and found more than 1,000 growing marijuana plants ranging from 8 to 15 feet tall. Deputies contacted and interviewed 5 adults at the scene, but no arrests were made, although warrants will be issued in connection with the grow site. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.